Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for diving into the conversation with your girl, JJ. Today, I want to do two things. One, as always, look at the mental health aspect because it is Monday. So I hope that you guys are taking care of your mental health and having those self-love days and making sure that you show yourself that you are worth it and you do not depend on other people to show you your worth. Also, if you have children, make those mommy and me dates. Even if you have, like, I'm a single parent, so I'm not really used to the whole family idea. But for those of you who are in functional relationships with the both parents or step-parents and things like that, make family dates. And teach those kids how to show themselves self-love. And teach them that they are worth it. And just fill them up with all these positive thoughts so that you are the key to their healthy mental health, okay? Now, let's get into this conversation. I'm starting a one-year journey, and it's just to better myself. As you know, I have a few episodes that say journey at the journey at the back of it. Celibacy is part of this journey. I just want to kind of, I don't know how to explain it. I want to take every distraction out of my life and see if I can focus in on just being me. So, I originally started this one-year process on Friday, October 29th, but I am going to start it today because it's the beginning of the month, and I just think it's a lot easier to, and sorry about that, I was grabbing something. I think it's a lot easier to start something on the first and say, hey, you know what, we're going to finish this the same date that day, and sorry, I have a crazy dog, y'all hear? All right, so I am going to start it today, November 1st, 2021, and it will end November 1st, 2022. The purpose of this whole one-year process was the fact that I noticed that I took a lot of mental health breaks this year due to many tough situations that were occurring, and it's not like I could have prevented them. I just didn't know how to, you know, get myself out of that tough spot after they happen. And I kept beating myself up like, oh, if I never would have went here, if I never would have said this, if I never would have reacted. And I don't want to do that anymore. You tend to put yourself in a worse mental space when you do things like that. So, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. So starting again today, I'm dedicating the year to self-improvement. And this year will be focusing on becoming a better woman, a better mother, a better student friend, future wife, and honestly becoming more vocal with and for myself. I know it's a lot easier said than done. My main goal, when I say a better mother, is more so that I have so much social anxiety that I notice a lot of times my mom is doing everything with my daughter because I tend to shut down, and I don't want to be that person where my daughter grows up later and she's like, oh, well, mom was never there because she couldn't handle talking to someone. That sounds really crazy because I have a kid. A lot of people are like, oh, you have a kid and you have social anxiety. Yes, I know it sounds ass backwards, trust me, but yes, I have a child and I have anxiety when I talk to other people, which I really hate because I'm in a different state. So I really don't know why that anxiety hits. It's not like I can really be embarrassed by people I don't know. So there's that for becoming a better mother. I also want to be a little bit more patient because sometimes I forget that kids don't speak as fast as us. So sometimes I'm like, oh, okay, come on now. Like, what is it that you have to say? And she's like, oh, well, this, this, this. And I'm like, oh, this long drawn out story. Things like that. But I love her stories, by the way. But I just want to be more patient. I don't want her to feel like, oh, and mommy's rushing me to talk. And no, because I always tell her, if you don't feel comfortable doing something, then you let me know and we'll figure out what to do from there. But you don't have to do something that you're not uncomfortable with because you feel uncomfortable for a reason. So one thing I should not do is be trying to force her to speak faster when she's just trying to explain what's going on. You know what I mean? When I say becoming a better woman, there's a lot that goes into that. I don't want to react too much like I did as a high schooler or coming straight out of high school. I want to be that woman where they're like, ooh, don't nothing bother her. If something bothers me, I even want to be that person where I don't really speak much on what's getting on my nerve or getting under my skin. But when I do speak, it's not even in that angry tone. It's kind of like, you know what? all right, you got that one, but let me tell you how I really feel. And I'm not even going to be rude, disrespectful, or anything like that. But when I talk, it's going to be so calm, but so loud. That's how I want to learn how to handle things, you know? And I just want to just better myself in general as a woman. Like, there's certain stuff I've been watching with women around me, and I'm like, yo, by the time I hit 30 or 40, I don't want to be doing what she's doing right now. And this is not job-wise. It's just how she responded towards the relationship. And she's like, yo, I'm finna do some crazy stuff today, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. Now, granted, the crazy phase is not cute to me. I think that we all have somebody that we went crazy about. But if you're about 30, 40 years old and you're still planning on going in, bashing, you know, windows out and slashing tires, I'm gonna feel some type of way about myself if I'm doing that. You get what I mean? When I say a better student, again, there were situations that happened this year that caused me to go down a mental breakdown spiral. And I ended up falling out of school for a little bit. I was cut from class for 2-3 months. I just got back into class. Yeah, I just passed my first class with a B. It would have been an A, but some of the stuff was getting a little bit hard for me. And let's be real, I'm not even going to make an excuse. I didn't try to fix those grades. I kind of just was like, oh, well, it happened. So I don't want to do that anymore. I want to give 100% and 110% in everything I do in my classes because I really want this degree. It'll make my day. Becoming a better friend. But when I say that, I noticed that when one friend does me wrong, I tend to reevaluate all of my friends. And they kind of get the backlash of stuff that they don't even need, you know? So I kind of want to be like, you know what? This person did me wrong, but I don't want to take it out on you. And when I say becoming more vocal, it's a lot that goes with that. I just tried being vocal this past week and it backfired. And I was so hurt because I thought that I did very good at expressing how I was feeling. And I still left a few things out, which is what hurt me the most. And that person kind of like took it as an attack. And I mean, they did not make me feel comfortable. And they were the main ones talking about communication is key. So I thought I was doing something good. It was the first time that I ever spoke up for myself. And it put me back into a shell. Like, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just go back over here and never voice how I feel again. And we're not doing that anymore. Okay. So to do all of this, I would need to work on learning to react logically, not emotionally. A lot of times I am an emotional reactor because I feel like I hold in so much crap. So when something finally hits the fan, oh my God, it hits the fan and my emotions take control. And then I realize later I'm sitting there thinking like, damn, I should have did X, Y, and Z. And I never should have, you know, responded this way because I could have got more answers if I would have responded, reacted in a logical way, not an emotional way, if that makes any sense. I'm working on forgiving. That's actually going to be my next episode, so I won't tell too much of that. But with forgiving, it is a two-part process. You can't just forgive them. You also have to forgive yourself for certain stuff, because I realize that a lot of times I'm always forgiving the other people, but the reason I'm still so hurt and so angry and so sad is the fact that I did not forgive myself for allowing those people to do those things to me. It also would be letting go. Now, I think these two go hand in hand, which is why my next two episodes will be back to back. It is the forgiving episode, then the letting go episode. I think in order to let go of something, you have to forgive whoever in that situation caused the pain. But we're not telling you to forget. We always heard that. Like the so-called forgive and forget. You can never forget what somebody has done to you. But forgive and let that thing go. So letting go for me is, in order to let go, you have to forgive that person so that your mind just does not keep putting you back into that negative space. And then when you let go, don't you look back. Don't ever look back at what could have been, why it happened. Because if you know me, I am stuck on the whys and hows and what did I do. Sometimes it's not you, boo. Sometimes people just do things that you have no explanation for. So let it go. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about something that you can't control. You don't have control over other people. And you don't need to know a reason why, because sometimes knowing why will have you asking more and more questions. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do it. Also, I'm really trying to focus in learning my spirituality. As some people know, I was born into a Christian family, and I started to venture off and think of, you know, just, I don't want to say creating my own belief, but I wanted to see other people's belief and see what was so different about the spiritualities. And I noticed that a lot of times we have the same background story. And I ended up starting to believe in like energies and the universe and things like that. And a lot of people would be like, oh, that's not spirituality. But once you start becoming closer to yourself, you will see why it's a spiritual journey. I still believe in God. Don't get me wrong. It may sound hypocritical. I still believe in God. I still believe the universe is controlling some of our stuff, which is where karma comes from. But I also believe that everybody's belief is a real belief. Like, there's a reason why you believe it. And if it's been working for you, I'm not going to knock it. This next one. Not being affected by every hurtful thing. And that means words, because I hate that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but never, words will never hurt you. That's a lie. Because if words didn't hurt you, why do we get affected so bad? Why do they stick in the back of our head? Why is it that one word can have a massive effect on our entire day? So I want to make sure that I'm not affected by small crap. And I am trying to teach myself how to say, like, you know what? People say hurtful words because they are hurt. People say hurtful words because something you are doing is right. Something you are doing I may have been wrong too. So they may have felt like, you know, she did me wrong. So let me say some hurtful words. But I'm trying not to let that affect me the way that it has been. Having me time. Now, I always do mommy and me time. But you also have to have time for yourself. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, you're being selfish. I think that's the problem. When it came to me time, I always felt like I was being selfish. No, you're not being selfish. Everybody needs that time and that space to relax, to reset, and to kind of make a game plan as to how and why they should move a certain way for the rest of the day. Now, I am going to start a meditation process. I am also going to start working out more. So that's going to be my me time. And I suggest anybody does it. Along with the me time, again, have those mommy and me dates and make sure that you allow your child to express that, hey, they are important. They are here and we will want to make them feel just as good as we want to feel for ourselves. So, you know, eliminating distractions. Oh my God, y'all. So I came off of social media in September, actually. That's crazy. So I deleted my Facebook page. And that was really hard for me, but I realized, yeah, I stay so angry because most of my negative, you know, information comes from Facebook. It comes from people telling me what a baby father did, what the ex-girlfriend has to say about me, this and that and blah, blah, blah. I don't give a damn. Stop telling me all this bad news. I want to live my life and not be affected by all the distractions in my life. So I deleted myself off of all social media, of course, except for my Dive In and my sister podcast, Venting Space, social media. So don't think that I'm just like completely off, but I'm only doing business. I want to also protect my energy by all means. This means letting go of anything toxic. And I already started my letting go phase of toxic friends. So there's that. I will be working out more, saving and cutting unnecessary spending. But I still want to take like 4 trips this year. And when I say this year, not the physical year, I mean from November 1st to November 1st. 2 of them will have to use a passport. I already have 2 trips planned, 1 in the States, 1 out of state. So I just need 2 other trips planned. But mental and physical health are very important to me. So I wouldn't no longer down talk myself and no more dwelling on the whys. So that is my 1-year journey. Please stick with me through the episodes as I tell you how this process is going. I just wanted to do a brief explanation as to what this 1-year journey is. I want to thank you guys so much for diving into the conversation with your girl JJ. And please remember to ride the wave every week. And thank you so much for the love and support. I got so much sponsorship and I wish you all the best with your future journey. And hopefully that some people will join me with this journey. Okay? Bye.